1978, punk was in full flow. There was anarchy in the UK, we had The Jam, we had New Wave, everything else. And yet there was all this other music taking place. There's David Bowie who was doing Low, and disco had arrived. Danny Baker was writing about it in the NME. And I thought, I must listen to some of this stuff. And I got hold of this record, and I adored it. And I bought the 12-inch, which had handwritten notes on the back by Dan Hartman reproduced. It's so uplifting, so joyful. And some years later, 1987, I just made an album called Still Loving You and released it, and it hadn't even come out in America. And I got a handwritten fan letter out of the blue from somebody who signed himself Dan Hartman. And I took the letter, compared it to the sleeve of Instant. It was the same man. And he actually got an import copy of my album and liked it enough to write me a letter saying how much he'd enjoyed it. He came over, visited, and became virtually a godfather to my son. And he was the most delightful man. And his death in the 90s was such a tragedy. Gone, but very much not forgotten.
No, indeed. Perhaps not as appreciated, though, as he ought to be nowadays, do you think?
He told me that Instant Replay, I said how much I liked. He said he'd just fallen in love. It was in that full flush of optimism and how everything's going to turn out all right. And it totally communicates itself in there. Wonderful songwriter, great record producer.
Terrific energy about that production. Fantastic. Next, you've gone for Tom, the Kinks and Tired of Waiting.
I was a huge Kinks fan in the 60s. Born in 1950, so 63, 64, 65, early teens. Loved the music. And in the early 70s, the band I was in, Cafe Society, had a chance to get auditioned by Ray Davies for his record label. And we ended up signing to Conk Records, and Ray Davies ended up producing our first album. But he was a very talented man, but massively overcommitted. We kept on waiting for him to get us into the studio to record this album. It took 2 years to get 2 weeks of studio time. And in the end, the record didn't sell very well. So I wanted to leave and form the modestly named Tom Robinson Band. And I walked out, and Ray kept saying, no, you're under contract. I'm still your label boss. And he came down to see the Tom Robinson Band at the Nashville Rooms. So I played Tired of Waiting for him, looking straight at him, and he threw V-signs and stormed out. So that was a memorable moment.
So this is a very literal request. Tired of Waiting by the Kinks.